Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second, the right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third, the DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Earl Williams. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second, the DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting third, the first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth, the catcher, John Ellis. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth, the center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh, the right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Tidrow. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spikes. Bumbrey reaches second base with a double. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Coggins reaches second base with a double. Bumbrey scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis bunts towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Coggins moves to third. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Coggins scores. Powell moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bell. Powell scores. Blair moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field. Spikes picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Spikes. Blair scores. Robinson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Orioles. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bumbry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tidrow fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes strikes out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broimer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Coggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coggins. The throw from Ellis and he is safe. Coggins steals second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broimer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gritch hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund now playing left field. Jack Broimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broimer is 0 for 1 in the game. Broimer hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger strikes out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coggins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss strikes out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Chambliss. Davis moves to third. Gritch moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blair is walked intentionally. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball towards center. Hendrick catches it and throws to third to double up Davis. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Orioles. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick strikes out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brohmer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Bellinger moves to second. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it and throws to second for the out. Bellinger moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres pinch hits for Frank Duffy. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is called out on strikes. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-3 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gritch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.